Let's talk about our very good friend Toby Lerone. Toby Lerone is getting mentioned on the radio all over the place. So, talk us through the new ones.
We've got 5 new ones. We've got 3 that worked quite well and 2 fails. Should we start with the fails?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
So the 2 at the bottom left are the fails.
Toby Lerone fails.
A few folk have said Magnum, Big Mark, and also Tony Lerone.
He's coming
said
back
that.
In a way.
Is that right? Does he get to drive a Ferrari, have good, good weather and lots
lost
of women?
No, so it's Tony.
She says Tony Lerone.
Is that, what's his name? Who's that?
That's Radio Scotland.
But who is it? Is that, what's his name?
Hey, Fred McCauley?
Yeah.
Yes. A few folk have said Magnum, Big Mark, and also Tony Lerone.
He's
Aberdeen
coming
said
back
that.
In a way.
Is that right? Does he get to drive a Ferrari?
That doesn't really work. Mm. What a shame. All right. Next.
Then there's one more.
Next to it.
Yeah.
So 2 fails.
Should be, yeah.
All right.
If you do need a celebrity to read out the new number, you could try Tony Lerone. Yeah, I will try him if I get a bit stuck.
That was Radio Bristol. And
now are they
again,
reading
Tony.
It, are they reading it wrong, or is that one of our dopey listeners going, oh, hi, Tony Lerone? No, it's not Tony, it's Toby, you dope. That's a joke.
Who can tell?
All right, well, then let's hear our successes.
So this is Radio Ulster, top left.
Okay.
Hi there, Hugo. It's been great listening to your show this week.
Jesus, who the hell is that?
He sounds the loveliest man going, Hugo.
Wow, what a voice.
Yeah.
He must have had...
Hi there, Hugo. It's been great listening to your...
I can't listen to him without having to clear my throat.
He sounds sore, doesn't it?
Wow.
Hi there, Hugo. It's been great listening to your show this week. I am an American touring around this beautiful north coast here, enjoying the music. And Toby, Lauren, is that right? And Toby is over here from Wisconsin, over in the USA. Toby, you're here. Kiss for you, Toby. How you doing, you boy?
Toby Lauren.
I even gave him a kiss.
He sounds like a man who's done a lot of shouting, doesn't he?
He does. But then he is told, and he comes back to it then, and that's clip number 2.
There will be a soup day in Balnahinch Market House between 12 noon tomorrow and 2 o'clock. It's near of the Children's Hospice, so if you're going around now, Balnahinch, you feel like a cup of soup to warm you up.
I have no idea what he's saying.
Balnahinch.
Is that really? I have no idea, but the other words around it. What's he saying?
Get in there between 12 noon and 2 o'clock, and you get your soup. And some, you could buy some of them sweets, what do you call them? Toblerones. Toblerones. That's your boy from Wisconsin, isn't it? Right. We were KOT, weren't we? Mm-hmm. See, people do phone in here because, they haven't much going for them and they try to catch us out. So this is some boy, it's Toblerone, is that what it is? So your man, not a person at all. So we'll blame it on Jake if it's wrong.
Is this guy drunk? Who is this guy?
Oh, come on, I could listen to him for hours.
Well, so could I, but maybe for a different reason that you would.
Okay.
I tell you what, sounds like this show is telling you everything that you need to know that's going on in the area.
There will be a soup day in Balnahinch Market House between 12 noon tomorrow and 2 o'clock.
Wow, because, I'm in need of a soup day.
Mm. Need of the Children's Hospice, so if you're going around now, Balnahinch, you feel like a cup of soup to warm you up.
Yep.
Get in there between 12 noon and 2 o'clock, and you get your soup.
Don't go in after 2, by the way.
There'll be no soup left.
No soup left. And if there is any left, they won't give you any. It's clearly between 12 and 2.
And you could buy some of them sweets, what do you call them? Toblerones. That's your boy from Wisconsin, isn't it? That's right. We were KOT, weren't we? Mm-hmm. See, people do phone in here because, they haven't much going for them and they try to catch us out. So this is some boy, it's Toblerone, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. So your man, not a person at all.
Right.
So Jack is. So we'll blame it on Jack if it's wrong.
Yeah. It's not a person at all. It's a fake person. Just.
Why is that like the fact that he disguised the listeners as not having much going for them?
That's right.
But
the guy who got you, the guy who texted in or the girl who texted in, they're the loser. They're a loser for texting
in. They haven't got much going on in their life. That's why they contact you with joke names.
You know, because we do, we get mental people texting in. They're mental, stupid people. Trouble around. Anyway, back to it now. Hey, Hugo, love the show. That's from Galaxy. And Maris has texted in saying, say hello to my brothers, Twex and Twex.
It's not just BBC stations, though. Here's one from Talk Sport.
Oh, beautiful.
Not long before this one come in. Hi, guys.
Who's that?
Goffey.
Darren Goff?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Brilliant.
Not long before this one come in. Hi, guys. It's just passion. You've never played the game. Toby Lerone in London. Brilliant.
Got you, Darren.
Off his laugh is brilliant. He sounds like a dog barking in a park.
Let's hear it again.
Not long before this one come in. Hi, guys. It's just passion. You've never played the game. Toby Lerone in London.
Do you know who else he sounds? He sounds like Homer Simpson.
Hello, Toby.
It's the triangle shape.
Brilliant.
And finally, the latest one, Alex Lester on Radio 2.
This happened in the middle of the night, just gone.
This morning.
Alex Lester.
Jesus, that guy's been doing that like overnight show for 30 years or something. The guy must be completely insane.
He is the overnight success, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
A friend of mine knows him really well, says he's really, really nice. Which is, by the way, is amazing. It's that guy must never see daylight. He's on the Radio 2 in the middle of the night. It's been on for years.
I know.
Alex Lester.
The doors are open. Come and get your fluff.
He's great. I like it. I like his voice. I don't often get to hear him, but...
The doors are open. Come and get your fluff-smothered humbug in the forfeit.
What the hell is that?
What's a fluff-smothered humbug?
What are these people talking about? People say that I talk gibberish.
There will be a soup day in Balnahinch Market House between 12 noon tomorrow.
There you are. Okay, I'm there.
The doors are open. Come and get your fluff-smothered humbug in the 4:15 one-off canteen. This morning we're inducting the following. Toby Lerone in Hull.
In Hull. No.
Why not? So thank you to our listeners. Very funny.
Ah, wow.
If you manage to get any more, don't forget to let us know where, and if possible, send a clip, because it really helps.
Apparently, Hugo is a legend, according to Emma.
You can tell.
And many people.
He sounds funny.
Yeah.
Stevie Belfast says, Hugo Duncan is a legend here in Northern Ireland. He has his own TV show and all. He's our version of you. Really? This is your version of me?
There will be a soup day in Balnahinch Market House.
I've never, ever plugged a soup day. I don't think in my life. But maybe I'll start doing it. If you've got a soup day happening today, feel free to text us in 81199.
There will be a soup day in Balnahinch Market House between 12 noon tomorrow and 2 o'clock. It's native to Children's Hospice, so if you're going around now, Balnahinch, you feel like a cup of soup to warm you up, get in there between 12 noon and 2 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, Uncle Hugo. You're just like me.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Soup day.
BBC Radio 1.
Keep them coming. Thank you.